Jesus is alive. Jesus is present on earth because Jesus is really, truly, and substantially present in the Most Holy Eucharist. Jesus is still here present with us today because he loves us and because he wants to help us. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest." So often, we're burdened, we're weary, we're filled with so many anxieties, and we don't go to Jesus. We put him off. We'll say, I'll go to the chapel later. When really, he's the Prince of Peace. He's going to give us what we need. He's going to order our minds, order our hearts, and provide for all of our needs. I encourage you, don't delay your visit to Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. There are so many graces available to those who make frequent visits to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Fruits of Eucharistic adoration include greater peace of soul, clarity of mind, strength to overcome temptation, strength to overcome trials in your life. God gives consolations to those who go before him humbly in the Most Holy Eucharist. The great spiritual writers say, don't make a decision when you're in desolation. I would add to that, if you have an important decision to make, go before the Lord in the Eucharist. Ask his help in making your decisions. Making frequent visits to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, you'll grow in holiness. St. John Bosco said that frequent visits to Jesus in the Eucharist turns ordinary men into saints. St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta said that the most valuable time that you will spend on earth is the time that you spend with Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. There are so many benefits, so many consolations, so many graces that are given. Your whole being is transformed when you're in the presence of God. If you were alive 2,000 years ago and you wanted to visit Jesus, what would you tell him? What would you ask of him? What would you do? The same Jesus is available in the Most Holy Eucharist. We have to make a choice to be Eucharistic people, to be Eucharistic-centered. I encourage you, if there's somebody sick in your family, go before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. If you're suffering emotional tragedy in your life, go before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. If you're suffering from financial problems, go before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. If somebody that you love is suffering, go before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. If there's some question that you're trying to decide and answer on, go before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. You won't regret it. True relationships, true friendships are built on time. It's important that we make time for Jesus regularly. Frequent visits to Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist turns ordinary people into saints. We should go out of our way frequently in the little things. When can you stop into the chapel, even for just a few moments? It makes a difference. These little moments help to reorient our lives. These little moments where we visit Jesus, these are acts of faith. Jesus honors those acts of faith. They will benefit us greatly. If you are a priest, if you are a seminarian, I challenge you to accept the call from Archbishop Fulton Sheen to make a daily holy hour. It's a big commitment, but you are called to be shepherds of souls. If you want to be fruitful in your ministry, you cannot be fruitful apart from Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. Jesus said, "He who abides in me will bear great fruit. He who does not abide in me cannot bear any fruit." The Eucharist is the source of all fruitfulness because the Eucharist is Jesus himself. If you want to be fruitful in your priestly ministry, you can only do it with, in, and through Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist. Devotion to the Eucharist is the soul of the entire apostolate. We must abide in him. Apart from him, apart from the Eucharist, we are nothing. So many souls count on the priest. A priest cannot inspire devotion and reverence for the Most Holy Eucharist if he himself does not have a devotion and a great reverence for the Most Holy Eucharist. Homilies should be born in front of the Eucharist so that Jesus himself can speak to the people of God, so you really can be another Christ. Now, lay people too have souls that are in their care. Yes, maybe some people who are watching this might feel the call of God to make a daily holy hour. For some of you, this is going to be impossible. It's just impossible. If that's you, I encourage you, make a weekly holy hour. Even if the church is 30 minutes away, make that sacrifice to spend 1 hour a week. We need it. God created our souls to rely upon Him. That 1 hour a week will fill your life with grace. It will prepare you to make a very good Holy Communion on Sunday. And not only that, but all the graces that you receive from being in the presence of Jesus Christ, those graces, that love, will pour out into your family and your friends. Now, you might say, Gabriel, I've never made a holy hour. I don't know how to make a holy hour. What do I do there? There's not one right way to do it. I'll share with you the way I make my holy hour. I take a rosary, I take a pen and paper, I'll take a Bible, or I'll take a book. I always begin every holy hour by praying the Most Holy Rosary. Why? Because I have found that it's true. Mary's soul really does magnify the Lord. After I've prayed my rosary, I can hear the voice of God and my conscience speaking to me more clearly. After I pray my rosary, I have a greater sense, a greater awareness of the presence of God. I also find that when I'm praying the rosary, I'm thinking about, for example, the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm praying about what He's done for me. I look at His face and I see what He's continuing to do for me, and my heart is touched. Yes, praying the rosary magnifies the Lord, but by being in the presence of the Lord, He magnifies the mysteries of the rosary. After I've prayed the rosary, I will ask the Lord to help me. What do you want me to do, Lord? And He and I will sit there and we'll plan our day. Okay, I'm gonna do this, then I'll do this, then I'll, and don't forget to do this. He's the Lord of our life, after all. He will order our minds, He'll order our lives. If you have anything creative that needs to be done, if you've gotta write a homily, if you've gotta give a talk, go before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. He is the source of all fruitfulness. Besides that, we want Him to be the one that speaks whenever we speak, if we're giving a talk. Many people find great benefit from praying with the Bible before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. Say, Lord, speak to me through these scripture verses. Just being present before Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist will transform you. After the hour, you'll be wondering, what took me so long to do this? Why do I only go once a week? I need this peace in my life all the time. Will there be times of dryness and desolation? Yes, absolutely, but persevere. That's a normal part of the spiritual life, and there's great merit in praying when you don't want to. The key to making a holy hour is just showing up. So I encourage you, go to Jesus. Any conflict comes up, go to Jesus as soon as you can, and make it a point in your life to go to Him frequently, to show Him that you love Him. You're not just going to Him for favors. Let's conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we believe that You are really present in the Most Holy Eucharist. We ask You to increase our faith in Your real presence. Help us to hear Your voice speaking in our hearts. Blessed Mother, nobody loves Jesus more than You. We ask that You intercede for us with Your spouse, the Holy Spirit, that we may have just a portion of Your love for Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. Intercede for us that we might have the grace to say yes, to make frequent visits to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, so that our lives can be transformed and in turn the lives of everybody we meet. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.